Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it is now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I. And this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon. And for this website, I also like to use the pseudonym Noella Noelophile. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular. My guests and I are going to tell you about special places you can go and things you can do during the Christmas season. We'll fill you in on gifted artists who are creating things you might just like to consider putting under your Christmas tree for the important people in your life. And we'll also do one other thing. We're going to be talking with people who are doing what Charles Dickens' Scrooge promised to do, honoring Christmas in their hearts and keeping it all the year. So, let's get started.
We came up with the Jackalope as kind of our image. After that, it was kind of just getting people interested in just the whole concept of bringing this handmade-only idea to each of our home cities.
Imagine launching a brand new two-day juried crafts event in three different cities. That's exactly what Sarah Vossbinder and her partners Melissa Shipley and Laura Fisher did this year as co-founders of the new Jackalope Art and Craft Fair. Sarah, Laura, and Melissa wanted to bring the experience to each of their hometowns, so they presented their inaugural Jackalope Art and Craft Fair in Pasadena in April, followed by a spring show in Denver. And now, in time for Christmas shopping, they're just about to bring Jackalope back to Pasadena's Central Park. That's happening this Saturday and Sunday, the 7th and 8th of November, followed by, the next week, a show in Denver, and their first ever show in Phoenix in December. Sarah, how did you and your two partners come to start the Jackalope Arts Fair?
Well, the three of us met. We were all working at an international arts organization together. And the three of us met there. We kind of had similar ideas for how we saw our arts organization and what we wanted to do with it. And so with those goals, we decided to branch off and start our own thing together.
Which, by the way, congratulations, because as we are speaking, it's just about a year since you began planning your first fair.
It is, actually, yeah.
So once you made that decision, once you and Laura and Melissa said, yes, let's do our own thing, where do you go from there? What do you do to make it a reality?
Well, there are a lot of different things. I mean, the first thing was just kind of trying to decide, you know, just simple things like, what is our brand going to be and how are we going to show that? So when we came up with the Jackalope as kind of our image, we really took that and went with it. It's become a really cool icon for us, just as something to start with. And then after that, it was kind of just recruiting artists, getting people to be interested in what we were doing, and telling them about just the whole concept of bringing this handmade-only idea to each of our home cities. And making it start was really the kind of the first steps there.
That had to have been exciting. Why Jackalope? Why'd that speak to you?
Well, jackalopes are just really cool animals. A lot of people don't know about them. We've had a lot of artists think that we made up the jackalope, which has been pretty cool. So just even bringing people to learn about the jackalope, it's just a cool image as far as something to work with for us and something that's pretty recognizable for people.
Your website and your Facebook page, we'll have people check that out, actually gives a background on what the jackalope is. So we're just going to have people go and check that as they check out your exciting upcoming Jackalope Arts Fair. Before you tell me what's all going to be there, take me back in your imagination to your very first Jackalope Arts Fair. And what was that like for you and Laura and Melissa?
Our very first fair was in Pasadena this past spring. And it was really exciting, you know, having a chance to really see everything that we had been working for really come together and finally be, you know, envisioned there at the park. The first day, it did rain, so that was unfortunate. We hadn't hoped for that. But after we got through that, which seemed to be, you know, worst-case scenario for us, the next day, Sunday, was beautiful. There were tons of attendees. The artists had a great time, and it ended up just being a pretty spectacular weekend.
That is fantastic. So day one of your brand new event, the skies are opening up. How do you deal with that? Did you have to go running with all the artists and everything?
Yeah, well, actually, the coolest thing about that was, first of all, a lot of our artists reported that the shoppers started kind of rushing to buy things. So instead of spending hours perusing and looking for deals, shoppers were just quick, let me have that, I'll buy this, and kind of running out of there after they made their purchases. And then aside from that, one of our sponsors, Yelp, just was the best. They had, for some reason, they just had a whole huge box of ponchos that they brought with them. And we started handing those out to attendees so people would stick around and shop with their Yelp ponchos. And that was pretty neat to see everyone kind of come together and get prepared to stick around even though they were getting wet.
Talk about excellent branding and customer service here. That's fantastic. Let's, in our imagination, take a look at what you're going to have happening for your Jackalope Arts Fair November 7th and 8th in Pasadena. Take me on an imaginary walk. What do we see?
Well, for this fair, first of all, we are a handmade-only fair, so all of the artisans participating have, you know, carefully crafted their work. So we have, you know, accessories, we have body products, things for the family, from children's to pets. We have fashion items, a lot of different home decor, things for pen and paper, stationery, that sort of thing, visual art, and then, of course, you know, a lot of different prepackaged treats. Really great holiday shopping is kind of what we're going for here.
What I find a lot of fun looking at your website, you have several vendors from whom I bought Christmas gifts in the past and whom I would highly recommend. How are you doing what you're doing, which is when you look online at all your vendors, sure, you have 200-plus vendors, but no two are alike. What are you doing to make sure that happens?
Well, we have a pretty strict process that we do for this. We have a jury panel that scores all of the artists. So we first and foremost look at the jury scores. After the jury scores, the three of us take a look at all of the artists. And we start, you know, kind of trying to mentally place them in the park and make sure that there won't be like vendors near each other, things like that. And that's kind of the way that we go about making our selections there. And from there, anyone who applied that we didn't let into the first round will add to a wait list. And if somebody can't do the fair that was in a particular category, we'll end up letting them.
What you do that I really like, looking at your Facebook page, is this is not just about selling crafts. It looks like during the year, when you're not doing Jackalope Fair, you're also exploring and finding the local crafts markets and little indie vendors. With that in mind, what couldn't you resist for shopping this year for Christmas 2015? What vendor had you going, ooh and ah, and you've just had to buy something from them?
I am always a sucker for the food products. I love buying the different olive oils and jams and all those sorts of things I'm always getting. I think they make great presents, too. And also, there's one particular vendor that I really like to get handmade soaps from, and I think that that's a really good present, too, for coworkers, family members that you can't decide what to buy for. I just bought a whole bunch last year and let them pick their scents, and I thought that was pretty fun.
That's a neat Christmas idea, and what a wonderful Secret Santa gift, too.
Yeah, definitely.
How have you seen the Jackalope Arts Fair grow, and how have you changed it since your original vision, now that you have a couple of them under your belt?
Well, I would say we've seen a lot more applications come in, a lot more artists starting to know about it. At first, the big struggle was, you know, getting people to be aware of what we're doing. Now it gets to the point where we'll approach an artist, we'll meet someone at a market, and they'll have heard of us from a friend, or they'll have shopped at our fair before. And so that's pretty cool to see. You know, we, at this point, when we first started, we were just looking at Pasadena. At this point, we've moved into Denver and Phoenix. So we're coming up on our second fair in Denver the weekend after this fair in Pasadena, and then our very first Phoenix fair is coming up in December. So we're really looking forward to, you know, kind of expanding those markets as well. And, you know, even doing a lot of cross promotion between the different cities. We've had vendors from Pasadena go to Denver and then also Phoenix. And we love to see the vendors kind of travel with us, which has been something that we didn't really anticipate when we started.
That's actually fantastic. Let's talk about promotion for just a moment. That's usually a real bugbear for artists. How are you doing this with a brand new product? No matter how good it is, it's hard to get known. What's working for you and what wouldn't have worked well?
Well, I have a PR background, marketing background, so that really helped just kind of knowing the ways to reach some of the local press outlets. We also have done some really cool promotions with some of our media partners. You know, here in Los Angeles, we have LA Weekly, and then they're partnered with Westward in Denver and Phoenix New Times in Phoenix. And one of the cool things that they do with us for each fair is we put together a big giveaway where artists will contribute some of their items for the giveaway. We'll do a huge giveaway, which the publication will promote in print and online. And that's been a really cool way for us to kind of get our name out there in a different sort of way. And also somebody gets to win, you know, a handful of really neat things from the participating artists.
That is a really cool promotion. Tell me also, would you, about the workshops you're going to be having at the Pasadena Jackalope Fair.
We'll have a number of different free workshops for people to participate in. We have some available just Saturday, some on Sunday, and some are happening both days. But we will have canvas painting, we'll have macrame, wall hanging, and necklace making. We'll have, let's see, hula hoop making, an interactive kids workshop, and then we'll have face and body painting too. So there'll be a lot of different, you know, kind of fun activities for people to participate in when they take breaks between shopping.
This is going to be so much fun. What's your average workday going to be like when you're planning a Jackalope Arts Fair here, a week later you're going to have one in Denver, and then after that you have one in Phoenix?
Well, there'll definitely be a lot of moving parts. You know, just recently we went from Phoenix back here to Los Angeles and into Denver all in the same week. And it's been crazy, but we've been able to kind of try to maintain, you know, everything and make it work. You know, a lot of writing things down and scheduling, and, you know, we've been able to stay pretty on top of that.
What do you love very most about Jackalope Arts Fair, and what do you find the biggest challenge to you as a creative person?
I think, well, really what I love the most is creating a handmade festival, supporting, I mean, this just goes down to supporting local artisans just really at the core of it. It's, you know, not just supporting the local mom and pop shop, but really supporting, like, local artisans who are starting their businesses and getting them out there. I just love the idea of all the different types of things that you really can buy local that I think a lot of people don't even realize that there is someone that's out there making handmade, you know, deodorant and cleaners and, you know, really anything you could think of. In terms of challenges, I mean, I guess the biggest challenge is weather. We got to have the weather, you know, be nice to us when we schedule our fairs.
That or make a whole lot of ponchos and bring them with you again.
Right.
We will keep our fingers crossed that it doesn't dare rain on the 7th and 8th. When you say unusual products like handmade deodorants, I was not aware that those were around either. What's one of the more unusual products you've seen somebody offer for this upcoming Jackalope Arts Fair that people might want to keep their eyes open for?
Well, actually, one comes to mind for our Denver Fair is we do have someone who makes wooden pinball machines. That's going to be really, you know, really unique kind of present. In Pasadena, we do have someone who makes heirloom clocks, and he has a whole Pasadena series of these really ornate clocks. I think that's a pretty neat one.
Wow, that really is. Is your wooden pinball vendor, I guess, not going to be in Pasadena then?
No, they won't be in Pasadena. It just popped into my head as being a cool one.
That is very cool, actually. There are probably going to be some people looking online now to see, okay, where is this? This is going to be a perfect Christmas gift. As you go towards your second year with Jackalope Arts Fair, where do you want to take it? What's your dream vision for this to grow?
Well, for the second year, I think our main objective is to continue, you know, growing slowly. We want to make sure that we continue to increase our number of attendees, the sales for our vendors, keep our quality up. You know, we want to set small, realistic goals for ourselves before we really jump the gun on anything too crazy.
Sarah, thank you for your time today.
Great. Thank you so much.
You and I have been listening to Jackalope Art and Craft Fair co-founder Sarah Vosbinder. And if you're in the Southern California area this weekend, Sarah and her partners would like to invite you to experience the Jackalope Art and Craft Fair. They're going to have more than 200 all-handmade vendors on site in Pasadena's Central Park this Saturday and Sunday, November 7th and 8th, and admission's free. You'll find hours and more information on jackalopeartfair.com. That's jackalopeartfair.com. And while you're there, check out the upcoming Jackalope Art Fairs in Denver and the first ever Phoenix edition of Jackalope Art Fair coming up in December. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be full of unique, high-quality, and fun experiences.